Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Sam Manish. I am a senior in the Digital Media Program, emphasizing in e-media. What I wanted to really discuss today is how we can save our time on social media and how we can spend less time on social media while still doing more work and getting more results for the businesses that we're trying to expand. Where you can really start off on is track your time on how much you're spending on every single social media, or how much you're spending even on the content that you're creating for your social media, and just really keep track of how and when you are spending so much time on these and how you can reduce these. I do believe that Instagram and Facebook have provided these activity charts where they will tell you what times and what days you are most active and what times you spend a lot of time. And it does have a graph on a chart to show you your specific times. To access those, you can go to Instagram, your activity, or Facebook, your time on Facebook, to really help you create that schedule of when you really check your posts or when you even go online on your platforms. Now you have a specific time to post and also another specific time to respond on your social media platforms. You can find out what specific times work for you by finding out what times your audience members are most active, either through Hootsuite or any other source that you like to use, or even through trial and error, as not every audience member will be similar to the general aspect that Hootsuite will give you. HubSpot is also another great source that you can use to find out when people are looking at your content, how they're looking at your content, and what methods work the best to reach those people. So that way you can also be able to have a greater return in investment if you're trying to really grow your business aspect. For this tip, this is something that I remember doing for Tumblr whenever I was younger. What I would do is automate a couple posts, and they would be posting at a specific time while I was away, and I would not have to focus on these posts, and I would not even remember doing these. So that idea really helps so much, as you can just automate your posts and get them ready and have them be posted at a regular schedule. You can have different sources to help you out with that, or what you can also do is just have all these posts for your social platforms ready, so whenever it is that time, that specific time that you chose to post, then you can just pick a post that you have already created and just submit it onto your platform. The only thing with that is you would still have to keep up with the replies and the response. If you are getting any sort of connection with anyone and they would like to connect with you, you can just get back with them later on the time that you chose to respond to people and to reply to any sort of other feedback that you received. One thing you really have to be careful with the automated posts is you have to make sure that it is still in context with the time that you're doing it, and it is still going on with the timeline that you're doing it. So if you are having a post that is not really relevant to your timeline, or you're posting something that happened a while back, if it's something that has to do with news or timing, then you would really have to be careful, because people would not really be paying attention to it anymore, since it is quote unquote old news. But whenever there is a time where you run out of content and you have nothing to post and you're kind of running out of ideas, you can really start using the hashtags in your favor and try to keep up with the current news as well. So whenever there is a certain topic that comes up, either political, if you are willing to go that route with your account and it is relevant to what you're doing, or any economical occurrences, then you can also use that to your advantage. Talk about those points and use those hashtags to not only talk about what is relevant at that time, but also have people come towards your account and attract more viewers, because you're discussing something that is very relevant to this timeline. But more specifically, if it is something that is relevant to what you're doing. If it is something like Twitter and you're just stating something random as like a thought of the time or the thought of the day, then you might gain followers, but they might not be people that might stick around if it's something that's not really relevant to your account. So the main point of this entire podcast is to just really tell you, try to do less with more content. Try to do less, including your time, but more with work. And really just efficiently use your time to put in as much work as you can while still gaining more time to do other things that could really use your attention. Besides the posting scheduling and trying to cut down time on that, you also have the stories that are on Facebook and Instagram right now. Depending on what you're trying to do specifically, if you're trying to really keep people updated on what you're trying to do every day, or your work, or even showing the progress of your work every day, or even the struggles that you're doing every day, then you can post those on your story, or even what people are you hanging out with? What did you just learn right now? And what are you trying to improve on at this time? Use the stories to put in content that has a very short span time for people's attention, or even just a short way of connecting with people really quick and just updating people so they know that you are still trying to be active and trying to still communicate with your audience. You can also use your story to also post content that is not really relevant to what you are having your platform for. So if it is something like a quote that you really enjoy, but you're not that type of person that really posts that, you could really use your stories to post that and really connect with your audience or followers personally. Sometimes I also like to use the stories to just post selfies or even just kind of quick good moments, so I can still have this personality behind my account without really getting off topic with my posts. I also don't really like to put selfies or any sort of pictures of myself on my accounts, so that way at least I can still share something of myself and connect with my audience and have a face for my audience without really bombarding myself with that. Without further ado, I really hope that information helped you, or at least reminded you of what you should be doing or what can really help all of us keep updated with our social media, as it is something that is not only so time consuming, but also there needs to be a process to make sure that we are getting the most out of the least amount of work that we want to put in. Feel free to reach me on my email or social media accounts, and I would love to speak with you. And if you want to start any sort of projects, I would love to see what we can do together. Again, thank you so much for your time and for tuning in to this podcast. Feel free to follow me on my social media. I will have that posted in the bio, and I would love to connect with you guys, and we can just keep on updating each other on our projects and on our progress. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing week. Bye.